Today we'll be looking at the top 10 rock anthems of the 1970s. These tracks didn't just define the decade, they set the standard for rock music that's still followed today. Let's dive into some of the most iconic songs of that legendary era. Starting off at number 10, we've got AC/DC with Highway to Hell, released in July 1979. This track was the band's breakthrough in the U.S. and marked the end of Bon Scott's time as their lead singer before his tragic death. Angus Young came up with that fiery riff. And the song was a rebellious anthem about life on the road. It became one of AC/DC's most recognizable tracks, perfectly capturing their gritty hard rock sound. Coming in at number 9 is The Who with Baba O'Reilly, released in October 1971. Pete Townsend wrote this song as part of a rock opera concept that never came to life, but the song stood on its own. The opening synth riff and that powerful teenage wasteland chorus, absolute classic. It's about the alienation felt by a younger generation, something The Who captured so perfectly in their music. At number 8, we've got Black Sabbath with Paranoid, which came out in September 1970. This is the song that really put heavy metal on the map. Fun fact, it was written in just a few minutes as a last-minute filler for their album. But Ozzy's gritty vocals and Tony Iommi's heavy guitar riff made this an instant classic. It's dark, moody, and yet it's got that raw energy that only Sabbath could bring. Number 7 takes us to 1973 with Lynyrd Skynyrd and Freebird. Released in November, this song is as much about guitar solos as it is about freedom and rebellion. The second half of the song features one of the most iconic guitar solos of all time. It's a tribute to the free spirit and the southern rock vibe Skynyrd embodies. Number 6, we have The Eagles with Hotel California, which hit the airwaves in February 1977. Written by Don Felder, Don Henley, and Glenn Frey, this song has that eerie, mysterious vibe. You can check out anytime you like, but often seen as a commentary on the hedonistic lifestyle of California in the 70s, with its haunting lyrics and iconic guitar solo. This is one of those tracks that sticks with you long after you hear it. Her mind is differently twisted. All right, before we hit the number 5 spot, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite rock song from the 70s? Think someone else should be on this list? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you're into this kind of content, hit that like button and subscribe to help the channel grow and be seen by the YouTube algorithm. At number 5, we've got Deep Purple with Smoke on the Water, released in May 1972. The song was inspired by a real-life event, when a casino in Montreux, Switzerland, burned down during a Frank Zappa concert. The band watched the fire from their hotel, and the now famous riff was born. It's one of the most recognizable guitar riffs in history, and if you've ever tried to learn guitar, you've probably played this one. Number 4 is The Rolling Stones with Brown Sugar, which came out in April 1971. This song has a bit of a controversial backstory, but musically it's pure Stones. Raw, rebellious, and packed with swagger. Mick Jagger wrote it in Australia. And it's got that signature Keith Richards guitar groove that just gets stuck in your head. Is there anybody in there? Coming in at number three is Pink Floyd with Comfortably Numb, released in April 1979. Written by Roger Waters and David Gilmour, this track is the emotional heart of their concept album, The Wall. Gilmour's guitar solo here is legendary, widely considered one of the best of all time. The song dives deep into isolation and numbness, themes that Pink Floyd became known for.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
At number two, we've got Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody, released in October 1975.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no...
Freddie Mercury created this masterpiece, blending rock, opera, and a little bit of madness. No one had heard anything like it at the time, and it's still a track that gets people headbanging. Mercury's unique vision and the band's talent made this a rock anthem for the ages.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche.
Check out the card above if you want to see how Freddie Mercury and his band came up with this song.
There's a lady who should.
And finally, at number one is Led Zeppelin with Stairway to Heaven, released in November 1971. This epic track starts with a delicate acoustic intro and builds into a massive guitar-driven finale. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant crafted this song, drawing on folk blues and rock elements. It's a song that transcends time, often considered one of the greatest rock songs ever recorded. So there you have it, 10 rock anthems from the 70s that still rock our world today. These tracks didn't just top the charts, they defined an era. Their impact on music continues to resonate today, proving that the 1970s was truly a standout decade for unforgettable hits.
Let's go.